If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We have a great guest, but usually I will introduce the guest and then we'll talk to her. But this time I'm going to ask her a question first, because this question explains a lot about the book. That is, Amy, why did you write the book?
Great question. I'm a therapist by trade, and so I've always been interested in the concept of mental strength. But a few years after I started working as a therapist, my journey with mental strength really became personal. My mother had passed away suddenly from a brain aneurysm, and I was still working as a therapist while I was privately working on my grief, and which certainly was a difficult thing to do. And a few years after she had passed away, my husband, at the age of 26, suddenly passed away from a heart attack. And again, found myself publicly trying to help other people deal with their problems while I was very privately dealing with my own grief. And so I certainly was very invested in mental strength and how to be as strong as I possibly could. And if you fast forward a few more years, I had just gotten remarried when my father-in-law was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And unlike when I'd lost my mother and my husband, this time I knew what was coming. And where I had lost them in very sudden and unexpected circumstances, this time I really knew, okay, he probably has a few months to live at best. And so I sat down and I wrote this list of the 13 things mentally strong people don't do as a letter to myself about all the bad habits that could really hold me back and keep me from facing my circumstances with as much courage and strength as I knew it was going to take to get through it. And when I published it, I chose to publish it to the web thinking, maybe it'll help somebody else. And it went viral. And within a few days, Forbes had picked it up and it's gone on to reach about 10 million people on their website. And so from that, I got a call from a literary agent who said, you need to write the book. So that's why I wrote it.
And in fact, that's a great story because it is your personal story. So Amy Morin is a licensed clinical social worker. She's a college psychology instructor and a psychotherapist. And she really was the first person and maybe the only person to talk about mental strength on a global level. And she lives in Maine where the flu is running rampant now. But in any case, now tell me where Enfield, Maine is. Is it on the north part or southern part?
Kind of smack dab in the middle. I'm about an hour from the ocean, about an hour from Bangor, which is the biggest, nearest city, I guess, from here.
And you also serve as About.com's parenting teen expert and discipline expert and a contributor to Forbes. Now, some of the things that... if you will, the our mental strength are one of the things that we also find in people who get a do-over on their health. They don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves. That is, they forgive themselves the past and they go on to the future. And that's necessary in all of health. But what do you mean by they don't give away their power?
That one is really about sort of our personal power. I think so often we want to blame other people or blame our circumstances for how we think, feel, or behave. So somebody might say, my boss makes me really mad, or my boss makes me work late. But the issue is that, first of all, nobody can make you feel anything. So to take back that power and really own how you feel, and other people might influence how you feel, but to say, nobody's going to make me feel anything is really empowering. And also to then say that nobody can make you do anything. Maybe there's a consequence if you don't do what your boss tells you to do, so you choose to do it. Or maybe there's a consequence if you don't invite your mother-in-law over for dinner. Or if you don't do those certain things in life, maybe something bad will happen. But it's still a choice. And sometimes just recognizing, okay, I'm choosing to do this today. Maybe it's not something you want to do, but you're choosing to do it to avoid the consequence. And sometimes just changing your language can make all the difference in the world to your attitude.
Now, one of the things that you also state, by the way, this is from the book, The 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. The other one that I thought was very interesting is they don't fear alone time. That's number 11. What do you mean by that?
I think we've gotten so caught up with technology and our digital world that it becomes so easy to constantly have this noise, whether we're listening to a podcast or we're watching TV or we're using social media to be connected with people, that it's so many of us just forget to take time out just to sit and be alone with our thoughts. You know, as a therapist, I work with so many people who have trouble sleeping, and they're sleeping with the TV on because they just can't stand the silence, or they can't stand to be sort of subjected to whatever goes on in their mind, and they're always trying to drown it out. And so I think it's really important for us to take a break, even if it's just 10 minutes a day, to be alone with your thoughts, to really think about the day, think about your progress, what your goals are, where you want to go, how you're doing. All those sorts of things to check in with ourselves, I think, is hugely important and can make all the difference in the world to our future goals and creating the kind of life that we want to do. But for a lot of people, it's really hard to unplug and unwind that way.
Well, is that concept just about unwinding and unplugging, meaning being alone and being meditating, as you say, or, which I think is very important, don't get me wrong, or is there also being alone, can you be more productive? For instance, when you write the book, you had to be alone, I imagine, for a fair bit of the time writing. And is that one of the things that strong people fear is being alone and working hard at something by themselves without background noise on, et cetera?
Yeah, I think definitely that it can be that as well. And I think even on a bigger level, sometimes people are afraid of not being in a relationship. They stay in a bad relationship because the fear of being alone is so big that they just can't tolerate it. So they stay in a bad situation. I think there's definitely lots of different levels of how deeply rooted that fear of being alone is. Absolutely.
Now, someone has written in and said, did you feel like when these first two things happened to you, I guess you had a two, quote, tragedies in a very short period of time. Did you feel that you were being singled out for something?
Oh, you know, there was times, absolutely, that I just kept thinking, why does this have to happen to me? Why do bad things have to happen in my life? And that's part of the reason why when I created this list, because it was very easy for me to feel like, I guess, to experience some self-pity and start to think, you know, my life is terrible, horrible, or worse than other people's, or my problems are bigger than other people's, which isn't true. My life is certainly not particularly special compared to the other problems everyone else in the world has. But I think when we get caught up in that emotional state, it becomes really easy to feel sorry for ourselves. And I certainly wasn't immune to that at times.
But that is one of the things you state. In fact, that's number one chapter, if you will, is they don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves.
Right. And I always try to remind people that self-pity and grief or sadness are two very separate things, and that it's okay to feel bad when something bad happens. But self-pity is more than that. It's about dwelling on the problem and exaggerating and thinking these catastrophic ways about how really terrible and horrible and awful life is. And so, and that's what keeps us stuck when you start thinking that way. And then it really changes your behavior too, because when we feel sorry for ourselves, we don't work on a solution. We just choose to stay stuck in our own misery, basically.
We've been talking, and when we come back from the break, we'll be continuing this conversation with Amy Morin, M-O-R-I-N. The website is Amy Morin, L-C-S-W, licensed social worker, licensed clinical social worker, L-C-S-W, Amy, M-O-R-I-N, L-C-S-W.com is her website. The book, wonderful book, The 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do, and we'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Hello, everybody.
everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
We're talking about loving ourselves. You know, how many times have we seen women looking for external validation? This is pretty common, isn't it, Dr. Thomas?
This is really what I call the pain point for human beings.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Ambien now is the first drug in the country where it's a different dose for men than women. The first one.
The naked truth about women.
Pay attention to your body. Okay, that's number one. And that's like a, what I call a KGO, keen grasp of the obvious. Okay, let's do it. Now, what's the next one? Come on, Michelle, let's rock and roll.
No processed foods. If you can't pronounce it, you can't eat it. Okay.
And then get your annual exams. You know the ones you've canceled 13 times already? Okay.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.